This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence in which demonstrators were fired upon. We get more from AP correspondent Charles De La Desma.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed in the previous day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Nine people, including one police officer, died in the Western African state of Guinea. According to the security ministry Wednesday, following days of unrest after a tense weekend presidential election. In a statement, the ministry pointed to shootings and stabbings in the capital and elsewhere in the country since Sunday's presidential vote. Pope Francis became the first pontiff to endorse same-sex civil unions and comments for a documentary that premiered Wednesday, sparking cheers from gay Catholics and demands for clarification from conservatives, given the Vatican's official teaching on the issue. The papal thumbs up came midway through the feature-length documentary Francesco, which premiered at the Rome Film Festival. And recapping the top story, Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence and deaths in which demonstrators were fired upon. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.